Yes, sir. What's going on, y'all? You already know what time it is. It's January 23rd, 2024. It is Mo Sports TV. I'm with the gang, Matt Chi.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Mike.
What's up?
And myself, C Mo Sports. You already know what time it is. It is the NFL Divisional Round Recap and the NFC and AFC Championship Preview. And we're going to talk some NBA things that's been going on and NBA trade deadline rumors as well. We got a nice little lineup of stuff going on. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. I love all y'all.
Thank you for the support.
We appreciate it.
Shout out to the 50 and up crowd that Uncle Mike claimed that he got.
Yeah, they coming.
Yes, sir.
Jared Tall in the building, nigga.
Bang, bang, Niner Gang pussy. That sounds like Ed.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ed for not coming through because he knew he was wrong as hell about them Lions. Mm. Wrong as hell. But
do we want to get started by talking about that Lions game first? You want to?
Sure, I think it's fresh. Talk about the Lions.
Fresh in everybody's memory.
About the Lions first.
Man, I mean, obviously it was a good game, hard fought both sides, but the Lions, obviously that offense showed no signs of cooling down, and we'll give Simo his flowers here that he was right about the Lions. But here's the thing. Here's the kicker.
Here we go.
Ready?
All right.
I'm still just like not convinced by them that they're going to come in and even really compete to the highest extent against this Niners team.
You know what? I'm a Niners guy and I'm not going to say that.
I feel like you can for the sake of like
I'm karma. Just no sports. I know sports. You can't say it's the playoffs, bro. Green Bay showed anything can happen because they almost got us. And I wasn't overconfident about that. I knew they were tough. I knew what Jordan Love brought to the table. So I'm just right now survive in advance, bro.
Let's talk about the actual game in itself. Okay. The Lions and the Bucks. Yep. Look, the game was a good game. Gibbs went off. Goff went off. Amon-Ra St. Brown is him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even Hutchinson came in and did some clutch things.
The secondary finally stepped up and made some plays.
They finally played a little bit of defense. But like I said, hey, Baker Mayfield, I'll give you – hey, I was wrong about you, Baker, this year. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have called you a bum. I still don't think you're a great –
I mean, word on the street.
I still don't think that.
He's
going to get a contract.
He's looking for $40 million.
He's going to get a contract.
They're giving it to him. They're giving it to him.
I don't think so.
If Dak's getting it, he's getting it.
Yep. I'm gonna tell you this. Mike Evans is absolutely him.
He's really
good. Mike Evans, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, he's going to make that quarterback
way there.
Him.
Yes.
Okay? So with that being said, he made Jameis Winston get 30 touchdowns. He's gotten Baker Mayfield – what, 30, close to 30,
plus, 20 plus.
20 plus touchdowns, yeah. 4,000 yards. Close. Yeah. Mike Evans is a free agent this year. Okay. That motherfucker deserves $40 million a year. Nah, I'm just talking shit.
What did it change?
But
go ahead.
He deserves a great contract, yeah. Whether it's from Tampa Bay or he decides to move on to a new team, Giants. But let's see what he does.
Would not be right. I get it's a business, but I feel like it would just not be right for Tampa Bay to go and not pay him. I mean, he's been your franchise cornerstone since he stepped foot into the league.
But
the
contract he's going to ask for may they're going to start doing a business because of the years on him and the miles on him. That's the only thing. He's put up decent numbers.
Because they were close to trading him last offseason.
Yeah.
Were they not? They were very, very close to trading him.
How long has he got? 10 or 11 years in?
Can you throw a franchise tag on him again?
I think he's 10 plus for sure.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fair to him. Give that. Trade him, pay him, or let him go someplace else. Don't franchise him. That's corny.
I hope they don't franchise him. But
I hope they keep him and get another speed receiver to go with him.
Well, the thing is, Chris Godwin is also on a one-year deal, too.
Yeah. Mm.
So it gets really interesting.
I would let Godwin walk before you pay. I would let Godwin walk.
You're not
going
to pay both. That's for sure.
Godwin
and Baker Mayfield? Is Baker on a one-year?
Baker's a free agent, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not paying.
This is a Bucks experiment.
The thing to do is franchise Baker and pay Chris.
Pay Evans,
what you can pay him. And go get it. I would let Godwin walk and go get a young, fast guy.
Yeah.
Go the opposite of him.
Or go through the draft, honestly.
I like that idea.
Grab a wide receiver. Shout out to Sweetie. I don't know how to say her name. I'm sorry, but she's dropping some comments, tossing in a little Mike Evans. I honestly have always been a fan of Mike Evans. His wide receiver build, I feel like, always gets some success in the NFL.
He's so underrated, man. That's a sad part of it.
And he has deceptive speed.
Nobody puts him in the top five wide receivers anymore. But like, honestly, look,
he's just as consistent year
in and year out, 1,000 yards. And people are saying, oh, 1,000 yards is only 65 yards a game nowadays with 17 games now. But he was doing it when it was only 17 games. Only 16 games.
It still don't matter.
And how many guys are really like playing all 18 games? How many guys are getting an advantage because of that?
65 yards a game is good. Like, we're acting like 65 yards a game isn't good or something. Like, that's good if you do it every single game.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. 65 yards every fucking game. That's good. And you know it's not 65. You know he's going to put up 150 at least four or five of those games. Yeah. He's him. And people need to start recognizing he's a top five talent in the league as far as wide receivers go. Mm. As far as the Lions go, they have a super bright future. I'm loving what they're doing. I've been calling this since the beginning of the year. Since the offseason, I've been calling the Lions. Since the beginning of the year when I saw them beat the Kansas City Chiefs week one, I said this team has the potential to make the NFC championship game. They have the potential to beat the Cowboys. They have the potential to beat the Eagles. They have the potential to beat a top team. And I still think they have the potential to play a great game against the Niners. I don't think they're going to win, but I do think it's going to be a good one.
I think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I could just see it
coming.
They
present some problems with their speed.
I mean, the thing is, right now, who would you rather as your quarterback, Brock Purdy or Jared Goff?
Don't start that. Don't start that, bro. That's so corny.
I mean, hey, but the thing is, it's a game. It comes down to a turnover.
It depends on the system.
Right? If the game comes down to a turnover.
It depends on the system you got him in. Brock Purdy was drafted to play in Shanahan's system.
So, how about this? If you had to pick one to make a mistake this weekend that was detrimental to their team.
Goff. Pressure. It's Goff.
Ah, man. I don't know.
I've seen Goff. I've seen a bigger sample size of Goff. I'm not just saying that because Purdy's my guy. I've seen Goff get rattled. I've seen it. So
Goff is one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the game. And I've been saying this all year as well. He puts up 4,000 plus with this Lion offense last year, and he did it again this year.
But he did that when Kirk
wins the divisional championship 2 years in a row.
He did it.
Actually, not two years.
A la Kirk Cousins when they're down, he had to throw the ball 60 times. Okay, there's a big difference in putting it up while your team was winning. When you're putting up 4,000 yards, you're throwing the ball 50 times a game. Come on, there's a difference.
Me personally, I think Jared Goff on the Niners is a better Niners team than Brock Purdy would be on the Lions on that Lions team. Okay.
Yes.
That's all I'm trying to say.
That's fair.
That's all I'm trying to say.
I agree with that.
And I'll take Brock Purdy.
I like both quarterbacks. Don't get me wrong.
He's played 24 games. I'm cool with that.
Like, look, Brock Purdy's a young guy. Goff is a seasoned veteran. He's been there. He's done that. He's been to the Super Bowl.
But the difference,
he's done this before.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy has not. And Brock Purdy, look, I don't want to get into the next game yet, but there was a couple of potential pick sixes in that game. It wasn't pretty.
Hand grenades, bro.
It wasn't pretty. Actually, PFF scored.
But you know what?
PFF came back determines and that. Actually.
He came back and won.
I don't give a damn about no PFF.
That's what they take into account.
That's the only thing I care about is some piff. I don't care about no damn PFF. But like I said, I like Goff over Purdy. I really do. I'm sorry, Uncle.
You don't have to be apologized.
It is what it is.
I like Goff over Daniel Jones too. So.
I do too.
I love Goff. He's a high end starter in the league. I mean, he's clear cut at this point.
Jared Goff is very good.
A lot of teams could use Jared Goff.
And another thing, he's a first rounder. He's a first round draft. Brock Purdy
first
was
pick
two
in the first round.
Draft Brock Purdy was 262.
Mr.
He was happy to be on a team.
Yeah,
he was going to be on a practice squad. He got thrown in when both quarterbacks went down, and he's doing pretty good. He's still learning. He's still green. I never said he was better than anybody, but Shanahan picked him because he can run that system, and that's what he's doing.
I think so too. Like I said, that's not a knock on Purdy. That's not an insult when I say I'd rather have Goff over Purdy. That's not. It's not. I'm sorry. I still think Goff. I mean, Purdy is a great guy. I still think he's a really good quarterback.
He's coming. He's still growing.
But this game is going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, especially if Debo don't play.
Let's talk about this. You want to talk about that Packers game? Because that was
let's talk about the Niners Packers. Let's talk about it.
It was strange, to be honest. It was a very strange beginning because the Debo injury, like, was there anything evident that happened to him? We're hearing it's his shoulder.
He got hit and that on the shoulder. Me personally, my belief is Kyle said, let us try to win this without you, without risking that getting that hit again. Sit on down. That's my personal belief because he was able to move and he says he's okay, but he's probably got hit and tweaked something and they didn't want to take no chance. That's my personal belief. Don't don't quote nothing from nobody. But that's what I believe happened because Debo said, I'm okay. They probably didn't want to take
a chance. They kept him out.
And he said they said he was questionable to return.
Yeah. That was a ballsy move by Shanahan and the team personnel.
You may need him further down the road.
Right, right. I think Debo does come back this week just because they did rest him when they rested him. And that was the risk Shanahan had to take. They were confident they were still going to win the game without him. And they did. And they wound up winning the game, even though it was very close. Juwan Jennings played a hell of a
Collins
game.
Collins made a huge catch down the stretch.
Yeah.
Collins, who's been around the league for a couple of years, almost was out of the league, made a great catch down the right sideline for us. So, you know, Brock, did he exercise some demons? A little bit. They said he couldn't win without Debo. He couldn't win coming from behind. Okay, he did. It wasn't a two-touchdown deficit, but he brought us back when we needed him the most. He didn't play the best game in the world. We didn't have no turnovers. He had a couple could have, but they didn't.
You're right.
We're not talking about the five drop passes his guys have. So okay, he threw some bad passes.
I'll give Brock this. It was raining. I'll give him that.
He had some ducks.
Though.
Yeah,
some he had some absolutely ducks. And I'm gonna give it the rain for him. Yeah. I'll give him that. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
He was trying to wipe his hands mid play. He had his glove on. Halfway through the game, took the glove off.
No, he took it off after the first series, bro.
Yeah,
the rain affects him, so he's got.
I'll give him the rain.
He's got to find a better way. Now I'm not giving him nothing. He didn't play good. He did not play good. He's my guy. He didn't play good, but you know what? When he needed to step up, he did.
Debo's been in the league that long, to where he has 19. Yeah, how are you 53-23 when he's playing? I was gonna say that can't be the right stat. Purdy played like shit. I mean, I wouldn't say played like shit. It's just he had bad.
I was with Ed watching the game and Ed was stressing. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you that right now. He was stressing, he was talking, he was upset with Purdy for most of the game.
That's the fandom in him, but you gotta look at the whole thing. They like you said, the rain. That's not an excuse. Everybody plays in the rain, but he has a problem in the rain that he has to address. He has to overcome that. But in the meantime, he found a way when we needed him to win. He didn't kill us. He didn't throw no interceptions or have any fumbles. He just didn't play his best game. He missed some throws. Mm-hmm. And the defense was able to hold on. They didn't play their best game, but they were able to make some stops in the beginning that came back to bite Green Bay. When they didn't score, they had three trips to the red zone and got field goals. And that stop on fourth down.
And truthfully, you better thank Anders Carlson for, you know, having poop run down his thighs when he had to make a big kick because that came back and that haunted
him. I did haunt him. I will say we missed a kick too.
Our dude got one blocked. So,
yeah.
You don't hear us crying about a blocked kick and a missed kick. But he left his foot.
So what? You don't hear us crying. Oh, he missed a kick. He blocked a kick.
I think getting blocked is a good defensive play. Missing a kick is you're hurting yourself.
What I do want to say as well is the Green Bay Packers did put on a valiant performance.
Very good stuff.
No doubt about it.
I'll give them props. They are here. They are young and they are here. Jordan Love deserves a round of applause.
I said that the night of the game. I gave him his flowers. I said that they are going to be a problem for years to come.
And you know what? The Minnesota Vikings, a team like that, you're going to have a lot of trouble out there trying to find a playoff spot nowadays because that team stinks. And then you're looking at this whole division now.
It stinks.
You're bad.
Detroit and Green Bay.
What are you going to run back Kirk Cousins with Justin Jefferson hoping you could? No, it's over for them. Green Bay's here. Jordan Love, him. Him sees. He's very much.
Yeah, they're going to have some battles with Detroit.
That's going to be a good rivalry for years to come.
Yes.
I'm interested to see how Aaron Jones' contract situation plays out.
Mm. Yeah, because he's got some years on him too.
He's up there. He's not, you know, necessarily a spring chicken. He's going to be.
What I will say about the running back contract situation is that they are praying to the gods that the Niners win the Super Bowl. All these running backs. I'm going to tell you why. Because there is going to.
Christian McCaffrey.
If exactly.
McCaffrey has a 2-touchdown game in the Super Bowl.
And they paid him what he deserved.
No, he got paid in Carolina. They just brought
the
contract over.
Sure, but it's still, he's still the highest. Because
they had nobody in Carolina.
Three highest paid running backs.
Eating that, though.
They had nobody in Carolina, so he had to get paid because he was doing everything.
When it's time for Saquon, when it's time for Aaron Jones, when it's time for all these other running backs to get paid this offseason, they're going to reference Christian McCaffrey if you guys win the Super Bowl. Hey, you guys paid this guy $15 million a year, and y'all won the Super Bowl because of him.
Saquon so we can't deserve say to- much, bro. He turned down 3 years at 12, bro.
He did. He fired his agent because of it, too. He fucked up. He knows he fucked up.
Excuse me.
And we might just franchise him.
I would let him walk. I would let him walk or trade him, get something for him.
Look, I wouldn't be upset if Saquon doesn't play for the New York Giants next year. I really wouldn't be that upset.
Would I be
upset? Yes, but I wouldn't be that upset to where I'm like, oh, fuck the Giants. Fire Joe Shane. And No. When you're a rebuilding team like the Giants, you can't pay running backs over $10 million a year and expect to build a great roster. It's not going
to
happen.
Here's my thing. He had an opportunity. They were talking to him. One of the reporters was talking to him. I forget who it was. And they asked him about leaving and going to a contender.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't want to leave. I want to stay here. I'm loyal to the Giants. Okay, you're loyal to the Giants, but you're in a constant state of rebuild. You've never contended. You had that one year. 1 year last year, you lucked up and went in the playoffs. Okay, God bless you. It's time. If you got a chance to go to a team, a contending team, and compete, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? You know, it's not like you're 20, 22. You've been around for a while. You got injury problems, and someone's willing to bring you in because you may have enough juice in the tank to help them get there.
I can see the Ravens picking them up this offseason.
In the comments, let me know. Instagram comments. Shout out to you guys viewing from Instagram. Yeah. Let me know if you guys are rocking with Saquon getting a contract and if you think running back should be paid. Let us know. Let us know for sure. I just wanted to say, what was this tidbit I had here? I think the running back market now gets a little skewed even beyond this, because let's not forget, like, the franchise tag deal. If somebody could come in and give up a first round pick and come and snag your guy. I think one of the notable ones that people are looking back and kicking themselves. Every team in the NFL had an opportunity to get Lamar Jackson for the cost of 2 first-round picks this past offseason.
People are kicking
and
themselves.
Nobody did it. Why? How does that make any sense? This guy is now in the AFC Championship game leading his team. You know, no questions of who the man is over in Baltimore. And it just doesn't make sense to me.
A lot of people swung and missed on Lamar Jackson. Like, you got to really, all these GMs got to really sit back and really realize where they fucked up, including the Giants.
Yeah.
And the Giants had the perfect chance to just drop Daniel Jones.
Ed said that, including the playoffs.
I still don't think that adds up to that. 83 games?
83 games in 3 seasons?
That doesn't add up, buddy.
4 seasons?
2019, 20, 21, 22, 23, bro. It's 5 seasons.
5 seasons?
83 games?
16 times 5, plus the playoffs.
83 games?
Do the math.
Him playing, and then it's also another 18 games. Without him playing, that's a whole nother season. That's a lie. I don't know. We'll check afterwards.
We'll do the math. If you want to do the math, that's fine. I really don't give a fuck.
But do you guys want to move on to that Ravens-Texans game?
Because let's talk about the Ravens-Texans. It was a whole lot of gang shit, man. I had CJ Stroud with the upset. I went 3-for-4 on the week, but everybody loves to focus on the 1L, and here's the 1L, you know?
Yeah.
I had to swing for the fences to, you know, maybe hit a home run on some clips. You know what I'm saying? But hey,
it's not as if the Ravens came in and shit the bed.
The Ravens are just that good.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens are just that good. I feel like they are the Super Bowl favorites,
as they should be.
As of right now, they are the Super Bowl favorites.
Lamar's game is just way too versatile, and
he finally got that that chip off his shoulder too. He finally got that playoff win that he finally really needed.
That was a relief.
That he needed that game. He needed that second round victory W.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's just say Isaiah Likely coming in, catching a playoff touchdown, you know, just in place of Mark Andrews. It's ridiculous how Lamar is able to elevate his team this way. Really, anybody that's on the roster, because let's be honest, nobody on that wide receiving core is out here wide receiver, you know, number one. And there's nobody on that roster that could go to another team and is definitively the number one wide receiver. So I think it's really just Lamar Jackson. They're done this week. I don't know. I guess we're going to have to see about that. But Lamar Jackson, the way he kind of gets everywhere and he's impossible to game plan against. I mean, you game plan against his run and he's going to kill you in the pass now with all these weapons he has. You game plan against the pass and he's going to kill you on the ground. How does it make sense? How do you even stop the Ravens as of right now if you're a team like the Chiefs going into this?
I want to just, I'm sorry, Matt, because I had to do some research while you were talking. And apparently we're just terrible at math and we fucking suck at math and we're terrible. But Debo's 46-20 in his career, not 53-23. Like, get the fuck out of here. In his career, has a record of 46-20 in his whole career.
That include the playoffs?
It doesn't say if it includes the playoffs or not.
That would hurt if it did. But regardless, shout out, like you're saying, though, shout out to the
Texans. It could be 53-23 with playoffs.
In CJ Stroud. Ultimately, they couldn't run the ball this past week against the Ravens. That defense is just ridiculous. The front four, and then you got Roquan Smith and you have Patrick Queen, best linebacking duo in the league. I mean, easily, do you think?
Roquan?
Hell no.
With Queen?
So
who's y'all second?
Dre Greenlaw. He just had two picks, game stealing pick.
And it's right there, bro.
It's honestly very close. It's going to be a great matchup. Like you guys meet,
my guys.
As you should. But you know, we're not going to sit up here and say Roquan.
I didn't say they were bad, but I'm
Patrick Queen ain't right with y'all,
bro.
Did you guys see the video of Roquan? He was mic'd up this past week.
He smacked the fire out of somebody mic'd up.
Yeah, somebody commented or quote tweeted it, and they were like, Roquan Smith has that like early 2000s, 90s linebacker mentality where there's something a little off with him. And when he hits somebody hard, he loves it. He lives for it. And that's the type of linebacker that leads your team to a Super Bowl and leads your defense. And that's why you paid big bucks to go get him from Chicago.
Yeah, I agree. That was a hell of a move by the Ravens to acquire Roquan Smith in the first place.
Yeah.
That defense is just absolutely
savages.
Beasts, man. They held Stroud to like how many
175 yards, no touchdowns.
But then, that's amazing.
One of their corners
that's
go down.
Amazing.
Didn't one of their corners go down this past week?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Let me check the injury.
I know Kyle Hamilton was hurt last week.
He's a safety. I think one of the corners went down.
I don't know.
Doesn't say on Bleacher Report as of right now, but man, what can you say Humphrey? About the Ravens? Like, where do you find... Oh, Humphrey went down. Mm. Right. Where do you find a weak spot right now? If you're, the Chiefs or even a team in the NFC looking at them.
Outside.
Yeah?
Outside is where if you're going to take shots, you have to be on the outside because up the middle, they are tough.
I would stretch McCaffrey out on screens, on stretch runs, on Deebo Samuel jet sweeps. Any outside runs basically is probably gonna
What's name gonna do Kansas City? What do you think? How do you think they're gonna attack them?
Oh, okay. Pacheco is gonna have to have a hell of a game.
Pacheco off the ball.
Does he do a lot of catching? Because he's gonna have to be a bailout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Outside screens.
They're gonna give him the ball in space. Rashi Rice is gonna be used a lot.
Wide receiver screens.
I don't think
this
isn't the Travis Kelce game to me. I think we got that, and I think this is a game where Travis Kelce, he could still catch five balls for 80 yards, you know, but I just don't think that this is the game where
that is the key, though, for the Chiefs. They have to get Kelce rocking and rolling against that Ravens defense. That's the only way it's really going to cook. Rashi Rice has to have a great game. Pacheco has to have a great game. You already know Patrick Mahomes is going to be Patrick Mahomes. Mm. And we're not going to sit up here and act like the Chiefs don't got a shot, because they absolutely do. You know they do.
That's
we all know.
I told
we
Ed.
All know.
It's like the Warriors, bro. The Warriors a few years ago when you knew you don't want to play them, regardless of if they have their backs against the wall, especially actually if they have their back against the wall. You don't want to play a team that has nothing to lose. And I think Kansas City doesn't really have much to lose right now. Aside from maybe Taylor Swift's, single.
Well, Patrick Mahomes, he's gotten his rings. He's going to sling it. He's not going to care if he doesn't play good. He's gonna push the envelope
that
all day long against the Ravens.
I think they're going to try.
He has nothing to lose. He already won his.
I honestly think they're going to test them on the outside receivers. They're not going to go over the middle with too much, because over the middle of Hamilton and those linebackers are pretty good. So they're going to, if anything, you take your chances on the guys on the outside, especially if Humphrey's a little banged up.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. And Rashee Rice has to have a game. Valdes-Scantling has to catch the ball.
Has to have two catches.
He has to catch the ball.
He has to have two big catches in each half.
They can't drop balls, the Chiefs. There's no dropping balls against this Ravens defense and expecting y'all to win. There's no way it's going to happen.
You have to have a perfect game against the Ravens, realistically, if you want
they
to take
do.
Them out.
They got to have a perfect game.
All right, let's flip it. Now, how do you defend them if you're Kansas City?
That's what I'm asking. I can't figure it out. How do you stop Lamar Jackson?
How do you
stop? Listen, because Josh Allen had a great game against the Chiefs.
Yes.
He played well. It's just, shit just didn't go his way at the end, of course. That's how Josh Allen loses to the Chiefs every time. Bullshit like that.
But Josh Allen tries to play hero ball. He should have took the check down. He should have took the check down and go try to kick a field goal. He didn't have to try to throw the home run. He had a guy open underneath. Diggs, was it? Yeah, Diggs open underneath. He tried to take the shot downfield.
A lot of people are criticizing the fuck out of Diggs. Let's talk about that.
His numbers
Diggs has really dropped off in the second half of the season.
We talked about it actually last year. Just saying.
Is it because of...
I just think it's pouting and effort.
Do you think it's because of his diva mentality? Yep. Or do you think it's because he's just not as involved in the offense as he used to be? He doesn't get the targets like he used to.
He does get the targets,
that one long ball against the Chiefs. And people are saying, oh, he's fucking garbage for dropping that. That was a hard-ass catch. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. If you're looking this way on an over-the-shoulder ball, and the ball is on the other shoulder, and you look one way, and the ball's going the other way. That's one of the hardest catches you can make as a wide receiver. Coming from a wide receiver myself, that was my most difficult catch.
Yeah, I mean, since there's a disconnect between him and Allen, I think they figured out that they can win without having to feed Stephon Diggs necessarily the workload that they thought he would. They don't need him to come out and have 15 catches, 150 yards, and two touchdowns in order to win.
But,
and that was the way that they were winning games in the past.
It works.
It can.
CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott did it. So I would do that and let.
But it only gets you so far.
But you got it. But now the other guys are ready to step in.
You
got to give him touches.
You know why? I feel like a big reason Diggs isn't getting as many targets.
His mouth.
No, Khalil Shakir. He has emerged as a great target. Him and Allen have built this chemistry over the second half of the season.
Yes.
And nobody's really talking about how good Khalil Shakir has been.
With no Gabe Davis.
Mind you, he had the go-ahead touchdown against the Chiefs in the fourth quarter. They went up on the Chiefs with Khalil Shakir. Mm. He caught that amazing catch in the end zone. And Josh Allen was punching him in the head while he was still down on the ground. Like, the chemistry is there, is what I'm trying to say,
and
with Khalil
Stephon
Shakir
Diggs
and
sees
Allen.
That. And, Stephon
and he
Diggs
is upset.
Sees that. Yes.
And I promise you, Diggs is the fuck out of there. He is gone, bro. He is fucking gone. And I think it's a mutual thing now.
Yes.
Last year, Diggs wanted to get traded and the Bills wanted to keep him. Now, it's the Bills want to trade him and Diggs wants to get traded to the Giants. But
anybody that needs a wide receiver one. I mean,
I still think he has it. I don't give a fuck what anybody got to say. I still think Diggs has the natural physical talent to be a great wide receiver one. Sometimes his mentality is a little off when he doesn't get the targets. You saw it in Minnesota when he didn't get the targets. He demanded the trade. You're seeing it now with the Buffalo Bills. whoever he goes to next, he's just got to get the ball.
I mean, I also think that he's came into that Gabe Davis role, Shakir is at least, and that's where Allen has really like found him. And that's where Gabe Davis found success, is when everyone's looking at Stephon Diggs and expecting him, and then he comes in and has a good game. It's that wide receiver two role in Buffalo is definitely pretty coveted.
Yeah, because Gabe Davis had a great time when he was rocking and rolling as well. So,
yep,
I see that. So what's the predictions on this Chiefs-Ravens game? Who do you think's going to win? What is the score going to be?
I don't know the score, but I think the Ravens are going
to
be.
I think it comes down to a Justin Tucker.
No. I think the Ravens are going to beat them. Not blow them out. I think they're going to beat them.
3.5 spread, you're taking it?
Yeah, close to double digits. I just think that the Ravens is their year. And then he's only beaten Mahomes one time.
Yeah.
He's never beaten him in a playoff. And this is the team that they can dominate. They can keep him off the field by running the ball, controlling the clock and running the ball and go down and score points. Cause I think they're going to have Kansas City has one great pass rusher. What's his name?
Chris Jones.
Yeah. And he's really
scheme away from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double up, chip him, scheme away from him.
That's going to be a big key for the Chiefs defense as well. Is can Chris Jones contain Lamar Jackson?
No one has.
Yeah, no, and the thing is, especially in terms of this Chiefs game, how bad do the Swifties want to get to the Super Bowl?
Look, man,
because
you cannot count out the Swifties. You cannot.
They're backing Goodell like a militia.
I'm telling
a small you, army that they have,
because there has been a huge, huge uptick in NFL rig talk. Yeah. Okay, this is going to show you how scripted the NFL is or really isn't, because clearly. The Ravens are a better team all over the board, except maybe the quarterback position.
And Lamar's, you know, Lamar's the opposite of that Swifty. Like, Lamar's the guy that doesn't get pushed in the media. He's the guy that everyone, he's real a real
nigga.
One.
He's a real nigga.
I can't
say that. He's a real nigga.
They pick apart his game. Yeah. They find ways to pick apart his game.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's hard.
The media hates Lamar Jackson.
They don't hate him. They want to be right on him because it's the older guys that want to be right. We can't play quarterback like that. You can't play. He should be a wide receiver this night. And he's coming out and his athletic, he's learning to use his run as a threat and pass and then to run when he really has to.
I have to see how the Chiefs win. That's it. That's what's going to tell me if it's script or not. If we get some call, I just wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not surprised if the Chiefs win on some bullshit.
Exactly.
This week. If they do win, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a controversial
flag or some
bullshit just pops off. But look, you can never count out best quarterback
in the NFL.
In the NFL, like I said last week, I said, hey, the NFL's going to work hard, but guess who's going to work harder? Patrick Mahomes. At the end of the day.
I think.
Shut up. You got fucking lazy analysis, motherfucker.
I don't get
how,
though.
You the motherfucking Chiefs is going to win last week when everybody said the Bills is going
to
lose.
I'm still riding with the Ravens to win this game. I just wouldn't be shocked if the reason that the Chiefs do win this comes on some smooth. And, you know, we're looking back like, man, something is a little suspicious within this game.
I don't think
the Chiefs have that squad to come out. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I don't think the Chiefs are going to come out and beat a team like the Ravens by 2 touchdowns and just, you know, stomp them out like that. I just don't think that defense will lay down and die.
I think the Ravens are going to leave it in the ref's hands. I think the Ravens are just going
to
be uncomfortable.
Look, I just really hate to go against the Ravens again after I just went against them with the Texans. But look.
And they look like above and beyond.
I'm going to go. I like main scorer. I'm not going to fucking lie. 31-27 Chiefs. Would not be surprised.
No.
Would not be surprised if it happens.
Let me say something.
But I do think the Ravens are going to win. I do think the Ravens are going
to win. Mahomes is great, but you guys got to realize the great ones have lost games, bro.
Yeah.
And this may be their time.
Yeah.
Okay? Mahomes is great. He's the best thing going right now. But the great ones have lost games.
And
the Hall of Famers who won multiple Super Bowls have lost games.
Nobody who has ever beaten Josh Allen in a playoff game has won their next game. That's all I'm saying. True. If you beat Josh Allen, you lose your next playoff game. That's what history has told us.
He lost to Burrow after he beat Allen, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Niners, and I'm going to go with the Ravens. You saw the Super Bowl logo.
Yep.
You know what time it is.
Yep, I think so,
It is purple and red for a reason.
Run back the Harbaugh.
But, hey,
if we play the Ravens, I think it's going to be different. But I'm not worried about that game right now. I want to get past Detroit.
Let's talk about it then. Let's talk about the Detroit game, because we've been saying for a while the only thing that Detroit really needs to hold high and keep it there is that defense. We know what the offense can do.
Yeah.
It's just been a matter of can that secondary and can that defense hold up? And they did this past week. Now, the 49ers are a whole different animal. What do we think the Detroit defense has to do in order to come out and put a stop to what the Niners
have? I just can't see Detroit winning this game. I can't. I just don't.
But like at the end of the day, the Lions are better than the Bucks.
Or is Detroit better than Green Bay?
Green Bay, right. That's the question. I don't know. I think they're right there with each
Green
other.
Bay,
I
would like to see
and
Green
I still
Bay
think they're going to give y'all a game.
Yeah,
I still
gonna
think
give
it's going to
game.
I think they're going to be up at one point too.
Maybe
they might be winning at half.
And maybe the opening drive they'll get a field goal.
I like Detroit money line first half. Detroit money line first half.
Matt,
that's
nigga,
my bet.
Matt, this nigga trying to get out the wheel, bro.
Foul.
I was leaving you my fitted hats, bro.
Oh, you can have that shit. All Niners hats anyway.
That's awesome. Nah, but
yo, who that young boy on there was talking about my fedoras? The same one called me old. Motherfucker, I was gonna leave you a couple fedoras, nephew.
You get to him? Yeah.
The good ones. But there just isn't really an instance, like Simo said, where Detroit comes in. I mean, the only case is if I see they could capitalize off maybe a pick six, say something like that, a fumble for, you know, a touchdown. I just don't see an instance where Detroit comes out and overpowers and beats San Fran the way that we're saying, hey, this is going to be a complete and utter beatdown at this point. So it's really just a matter of what mistakes can you make Purdy make? Can you make any mistakes?
Can you make him make mistakes? And if the Debo is big too, because he does a lot for that team.
Yeah.
His presence does a lot for the team. Okay, he opens up stuff, and so, you know, it can be tighter than you want it if he's not there. But if he's there, I think we win comfortably, if he's healthy. Mm. You know, but Detroit is good. I watched them play. They run the ball well. Goff makes some good throws. That St. Brown, whoever his name is, that kid is pretty good.
His offense is electric.
And their second back, that little jitterbug, he's fast as hell.
Gibbs. Yeah, Gibbs.
Pound.
He's a dog.
Yeah, so
they're all dogs. They're on not, that off. Laporta.
Our run defense has to step up because what's the name?
Monty. Monty's a beast too.
Green Bay was killing us because they had their tight end line.
Aaron
up
Jones was going the fuck off.
Yeah, because they were doing a sweep around the end.
He was going off on y'all. I like a Gibbs touchdown and I like a David Montgomery touchdown, both to get a touchdown. Okay. I like both of those. But I still think the Niners are going to pull away. I think the Lions will be winning at some point during the game. Same way how the Packers lost, I feel like it's going to be the same exact way as how the Lions lose.
It's not. First of all, it's not going to be wet out there. That's one thing. And Brock has a problem.
How do you
know? I can admit that because
you check the weather? Yeah.
I got people out there. They call me. Okay. But check it out. The weather's going to be nice. It's going to be 68 degrees and nice out. So
what time is the game at?
It's an evening.
I don't know the exact time. 4 o'clock West Coast time, pretty much.
Probably.
5 o'clock West Coast time.
Yeah.
5:30 West Coast time.
Yeah.
8:30 East Coast. Yeah. Okay.
And the thing about it's going to be dry out, and like I said, Brock does have a problem with wet. Holding a football when it's wet.
Yeah.
Well, I almost said the wrong thing. I would kill him. But if it's dry out, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. I think my thing with Shanahan, I love Shanahan, but he, Colin Coward said this the other day. He's so into his script. He's so faithful to his script. He has to realize sometimes Brock is not doing well. Well, you got CMC in the back. Turn around and feed him. That will calm Purdy down. Turn around and feed McCaffrey. Why are we in the seventh stretch? We got five wideouts. And then he can't control or hold the ball. Why are you putting him in the shotgun, throwing the ball over the field? It's raining out. You see he's having problems. Shanahan is so in love into with his script that he just fucks up.
Well, here's the thing. I think that's going to be the deciding factor with this game. I think Shanahan is just a way better coach than Dan Campbell.
No, but sometimes he outsmarts himself, man.
He didn't really coach a good game last round or the round before that.
Mm.
Dan Campbell doesn't really have playoff experience like Shanahan does.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell hasn't lost like Shanahan has lost in a big game. Sometimes losing in big games teaches you a lot, especially as a coach.
But you can't doing the same shit, bro. You can't keep doing the same shit. Why are you throwing the ball? You see your quarterback struggling. Why are you lining up with five wides, empty backfield? Why? You got Christian McCaffrey in the backfield. Hand the ball off to Christian McCaffrey. I don't care if he gets 4 or 5 yards. On first down, now you got 2 plays to get 5 yards. It makes no sense to throw. He's throwing the ball all over the place. Now it's 2nd and 10, 3rd and 10. Why are you? You got to keep picking up 3rd and 10. You got one of the best running backs we've ever seen, and you freaking throwing the ball. Turn around and hand the ball off. Let him fall forward for 5 yards.
So what's the final score predictions of this Lions?
I'm not even going to say it. We beat them comfortably. That's what I always say.
I'm going to go 40-31 Niners. It's going to be a high-scoring game.
I don't think they put up 31. I don't think we score 40. I don't think that. I think we beat them comfortably. I'm at this point of the season, I'm just happy with a victory. I don't care.
34-23 Niners.
Okay. By 11?
Yep.
It depends if Debo's playing or not. I'm a Niner guy, but I'm real. If Debo's playing, I think we can go off. But if he's not, it's going to be tighter than we want it. That's just the truth. That's me knowing football. Yeah. That's just me knowing football. And our defense has to make tackles. They're slipping and sliding all over the place last week. You can't have that. We can't get lucky like we did last week. We have to win.
All right. So we pretty much unanimously have the Ravens Niners Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's a unanimous decision by all.
And truth be told, I'd rather play the Ravens. I don't want to play Face Patrick in the Super Bowl.
The Swifties in the Super Bowl?
I'm going to tell you right now. The Chiefs win the fucking AFC Championship. You better watch the fuck out. I'm going to tell you that right now.
We'll be all right.
And, yo, the Swifties was coming at us
TikTok,
by the way. They're like, shut the fuck up. Taylor Swift is not even going to be in the country when the Super Bowl happens. You sound like a bunch of fucking losers and crybabies. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut up, stupid whore.
Hey, yo. Hey, hold, let me
give, I say what I want.
Let me give my man a plug out there. My man, if anybody's looking for jerseys, we got me and Corey, you know, we got a guy named Ryan. I forget his last name.
Ryan Pentafalo.
Yes.
We got another guy. We have multiple jersey connects in the group. One's Ryan Pentafalo, the other's John Cobes, and the third one is Devin McKellen. Those are three guys. They are very reputable for
good
for,
quality jerseys, for, man.
You know, DHG jerseys, memorabilia, even authentic jerseys. You can get them from all three of those guys.
I just got the Black Hufunga joint.
What?
It's got the Black Hufunga.
Hufunga.
All pro Hufunga.
All right, let's move on to the NBA. Milwaukee Bucks, what the fuck is going on over there? They just fired a 1-year coach in Adrian Griffin. Damian Lillard's looking like a traffic cone out there. And they're still the second seed in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, that's what you were telling.
So it's like, what's going on, Matt? What the fuck is going on here? What is the situation?
Because, I mean, truthfully, I think this is them trying to cope or at least cover up to the casual fan the fact that they absolutely blew the Damian Lillard trade.
Yeah,
the fact that they really missed Drew
Holiday. They got fleeced. They got fleeced.
They got straight up finessed.
They gave up too much, huh?
They gave up way too much. They gave up their identity. Drew Holiday was their defensive identity. They lost him, and they lost all the dog on that team.
Yeah.
Because
Drew Holiday was a huge loss.
Who's the enforcer on that squad? Who? Thanasis? You know, sitting here picking lint out of Giannis's bum. Like, come on, man.
I said I just posted in the group right before the podcast started. And I said, the Bucks are a mess. Why are the Bucks a mess? One, Damian Lillard is an absolute traffic cone on defense. Drew Holiday should not have left that team.
Mm.
They should not have left that team. Not only that, Drew Holiday was only on the Blazers for maybe, 48 hours until he got traded to the Celtics? He went to their number one fucking rival in the Eastern Conference.
Their roadblock,
And he is the reason, a big reason, him and Kristaps are a big, huge reason as to why the Celtics are they're way better than what they were last year.
Yeah.
Team is fucking stacked. Ball. That team is probably going to win the championship this year, in my opinion.
Yep.
So it's like, God damn.
Rich, now, Giannis is being a fucking diva. That's the second problem.
I don't think that was... I think that the Giannis thing is just an excuse. I really do think that that's not even the case. And that they're just like, look, bro, we literally... like, we have to cover this up somehow. Because you can't just fire a coach for no good reason.
But who forced this trade, though, Matt? Who forced this trade?
The trade or the firing?
Both. Who forced both things? Giannis.
Yeah.
Giannis is the one that said, if we don't do anything to make us a series championship contenders, then I don't see myself signing an extension with the Milwaukee Bucks next year. Oh. So I need a superstar player on offense that can do this. And they got fleas for Damian Lillard. Yeah. Now, I don't think Adrian Griffin got it. I don't think Adrian Griffin is a good coach. I should have just stayed with Mike Budenholzer, and I lost all faith.
Bud was great.
I go on the sidelines and I draw up plays. I don't even join the team during timeouts. I stay by the scorer's booth when there's timeouts. I'm a fucking diva named Giannis. Oh. No, that's fucking bullshit. He is the reason why it's happened. And this is the same shit that happened with LeBron James. He turns into the GM and everything goes to shit. Let the professionals do their fucking jobs. Let the front office do their fucking job. Let the coaches do their fucking job. Stop pretending just because you're a fucking player that you can wear all these hats in this organization, Giannis.
Yeah.
You're the damn near the best player in the league. Let the other players do their job. And Doc Rivers, yes, they're about to hire Doc Rivers.
Ew.
This motherfucker has been getting saved from 2008.
Paul George's ex-girlfriend's father is crazy.
It's disgusting. Doc Rivers? Doc Rivers was in Giannis's ear this whole time, too, supposedly. Yeah. That's what the reports are saying. That Doc Rivers was in Giannis's ear telling him, Adrian Griffin, not it. Let's get rid of him, and I'll come in, and we'll run this shit our way. But guess what? Doc Rivers is a terrible playoff coach.
Yeah.
He's not really even a good coach in general.
Let him blow it up. Let him blow up that franchise.
I'm cool with everything that's happening with the Bucks right now.
Straight like
that. I'm cool with it. And another big problem with the Bucks with Giannis is his brother fucking stinks, and he's taking up a whole ass roster spot. This is not like the NFL where you can bring your brother in. There's 53 roster spots. Yeah. He could be on the practice squad. He could do this. He could do that. And it's not going to affect the team. There's only 10 spots on the fucking team.
But then again,
spots.
They only have a 9-man rotation. So he's like the Archidiakono. Like the Knicks don't. He's on the roster, but he doesn't play.
My goodness.
I get both points because Thanasis, his highlight tape is literally just him picking boogers out of his brother's nose for this season. And then, walking out to the court.
I'm tired of it, though, man.
He thought the crowd was applauding him, and they weren't. And, like, it's all embarrassing, honestly, for the Antetokounmpos right now. And I saw somebody say...
sad. And he had both brothers on the roster at one point, too.
I saw somebody That's say ridiculous. That they're going to come to Giannis and be like, Giannis, what do you think about firing Adrian Griffin? And he's going to act like he just discovered syrup and pancakes. Because he's from Greece, and this is all new to him. No, Giannis, I'm tired of that.
We got to stop letting players run the office. We got to stop letting
And Giannis has been getting by on this good guy persona for a long while
He was, because I was a huge... I still am a fan of Giannis, of his game, but, like, I'm starting to really... I'm catching on to his fuck shit.
I'm familiar with your game.
Yeah, I'm getting real familiar with your game, brother. Yeah. All right? And, it's real diva-ish right now.
Yeah.
It's real diva shit going on right now with him. You got your ring, and it's been downhill ever since.
Yeah.
It really has.
Yep.
He needs to get it the fuck together, man.
Well, because you know who else is on the up and up?
How far are they out?
Oh, the Knicks are on their ass, and the Sixers are on their ass, and the Cavs are on their ass.
Sixers are playing good ball.
The Bucks, I can see the Bucks being a 4-5 seed by the end of the year.
Knicks need just some bench players because they're
shopping Quentin Grimes. But, well, let's talk about
NBA trade deadline rumors.
Terry Rozier traded to Miami for Kyle Lowry in a first-round
pick. Lowry should just go lay down.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I'll give the Heat some props. That was an excellent move for the Heat. I'm kind of pissed about the trade. I can't lie. That's going to send Miami up a couple spots. Above the Pacers, above a couple other teams, too. The Cavs are hot right now, but I think they're going to cool off. But
The Heat are probably going to be a top 4 or 5 seed because of this. And Terry Rozier, he's averaging 24 a game. He's not no slouch.
Yeah.
They're replacing a stinky Kyle Lowry, old-ass Kyle Lowry, with a prime scary Terry.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll say that to say this. These Heat fans, they went from Damian Lillard to Bradley Beal to now Terry Rozier. They're a bunch of fucking goalposts.
Oh, they just want a fresh face.
They are some goalpost movers, man. I'll tell you that fucking much.
Bro. Some people had Indiana jumping up to like the three, four seed after that Siakam trade. It was madness. But Kyle Lowry, not much to offer aside from the two pillow cushions in his back pockets.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's he's going to be a buyout candidate.
Matt,
and that's it.
Man,
this is a sick Negro.
What the hell? For real?
Listen, I've seen the man play at Madison Square Garden. He's a great flopper. That's really all he's bringing. He's going to, you know, hit the deck when somebody comes through the lane.
The man got a ring.
That's it. That's really it.
I'll give him that.
There's going to be a buyout.
Oh, Philly. Now you want to show up, Philly. Fuck out of here. What's up, Philly? That's my guy. Shout out to Philly, man.
He's a Cavs fan. They can jump right now. The Pacers are 7th. Yeah, Pacers are slacking a little bit. This is where the East has to strike if you want to catch up.
Look, the East is better than the West now. Sorry, guys.
Yeah,
The East is significantly better than the West now.
Dynasties are dying down. The top teams are dying down over there.
So what are the potential trades? We can start with our Knicks. The Knicks are rumored to be in on Malcolm Brogdon. They're rumored to be in on Alex Burks, which I don't want to see, honestly.
The thing is, I don't want to see it. The only thing I'm not opposed to with Burks is that you could go get Burks without sacrificing any of your future.
We could give him straight up Evan Fournier for him.
And like 2 seconds, and they would take it.
They're not even going to take 2 seconds. They're just going to take the expiring contract and be happy. It's the fucking Pacers. They're not going to win anything. They don't need a fucking piece.
No, it's the Pistons.
No, they're not. We're not giving up no
Bruce
fucking
Brown is
Grimes.
Out here advocating for his
Bruce
spot
Brown is
Knicks,
another guy.
Which is crazy, bro.
I like Bruce Brown.
I do, but him allowed to say that he's a Tibbs guy and has been like working out, you know, to impress Tibbs is crazy.
I would love to see Bruce Brown on the Knicks, and a lot of Knicks fans don't want to see him on the Knicks. And it's like, oh, he's just another Josh Hart. Oh, he's another Dante DiVincenzo. Okay, so what is Dante DiVincenzo and Josh Hart doing for us? Great things. Why wouldn't we want another player to add to that?
You need some bench guys in the Knicks because their starters are pretty good. You just need some role players.
Right. It's not like we're going to have Dante, Brown, and Hart on the same fucking court at the same time.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. They would probably maybe even start Bruce Brown and put Dante back on the bench.
Yeah.
I could see that. Or it could be Bruce Brown off the bench. That's fine. I like either or, but I really, really, truly number one option I want to see the Knicks do is get Malcolm Brogdon. I want to see Malcolm Brogdon on the Knicks. He is a true.
What would you trade for him?
I would give them Fournier.
It would be Fournier and a first.
I wouldn't even say Grimes, bro. I still think we can get Brogdon. I don't want to give up Grimes. Why? Why give him up? You know? Why? If we don't have to, why?
I'm looking at, honestly, I like Gordon Hayward as a fit for the Knicks.
Well, Gordon Hayward's probably going to get bought out.
That's what I
supposedly.
Mean. In terms of the buyout market, I really like him. You could get. I'm talking about guys like minimal requirements in order to bring this guy in. Like I'm saying with Burks, it's going to be a really cheap in order to his payment. And Gordon Hayward's a good fit for the Knicks.
Who else is supposedly the Knicks like is Kyle Lowry out the buyout market. They like Kyle Lowry and Gordon Hayward to come, and we don't trade at all, and we just take them two off of the strength, and we don't give up shit.
I don't think so either. I mean, but they're, I don't know.
In a first?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would require a young piece like Grimes. I think they'd want Grimes or Deuce.
Oh, man, I don't know. I think we can give up a first and Fournier for him. Like, shit. It's the Blazers. They got Scoot. They got fucking Simons. What the fuck do they need Malcolm Brogdon for? They don't need the motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. Who else is on the trade block, though?
DeJounte, but that's nothing new. He's in.
Say, Clay and what's his name out west?
I don't think Clay truthfully is. I think they're going to shop the young guys and see what they could get out of this last few years of Clay.
Do we think DeRozan or Levine's going anywhere before
DeRozan,
the trade deadline?
Not Levine.
DeRozan
is Chicago in line? Are they in contention?
No, No, absolutely not. They're trying to blow it up, but like nobody wants to give them.
They cucked themselves essentially.
They don't want to get fleeced, and they're gonna get fleeced if they trade them. They're gonna get fleeced.
Bulls are in the 9 spot right now, 2 games behind the Magic, and all that crazy Magic are here, Magic talk, and now you're only two games better than the Bulls, bro. That's that's disgusting.
It's gone real bad.
They got quiet fast.
It's gotten bad. It's gotten bad with the, but hey, I'll give the props to the Magic for even being where they are right now. They used to be the worst.
They used to be the 14 seed, and now you're the 7 seed.
Hey, that's improvement.
8 seed, sorry.
It's improvement, man. That franchise has been terrible since Dwight Howard left. Yeah. Literally, since that, when Dwight Howard choked that fucking.
It is a big step up. That's not
that alley oop layup. Against the Lakers in game 4 or something like that.
He was supposed to get one game off and never did.
I give the Magic their props. They're just not. They're a first round exit if they do make it.
Yeah,
they'll make it through the play-in.
Playing team.
They're a playing team. They'll make it through the play-in probably and get smoked in the first round.
Mm.
But we'll see what happens. But I think that's gonna be it for this episode. I appreciate everybody coming through.
Shout out to my nephew, Demetri Davis, man, in the Banks family. Hanging there, Demetri. Rest in peace, Annette.
Mm. Rest in peace, Annette. Happy birthday, Uncle Mike, tomorrow. Big 6-0. Wow.
Nigga turning 60. Big 6-0.
Damn. And I'm nigga actually, turning 60. I'm actually 24 on Saturday, too. So it's a big week. Woo! For the most sports community. Kobe coming up.
And I turned 33. I turned 33 in what? 3 weeks?
Damn.
When's your
birthday? Damn. No, not 3 weeks. In like 6 weeks. Yeah. 6 weeks. I turned 33.
Be back.
I'm old as fuck. Yeah, I know. 30. But right, I appreciate y'all.
Thank y'all for tuning in.
Hey, peace out, y'all.
Go Niners.
Go Niners.
Lord. Always. Never had.